Welcome to the ASC Podcast with John Gailey, the longest-running podcast specifically focused on the freestanding ambulatory surgery industry. We would like to thank our sponsor, Surgical Information Systems, providing cutting-edge information solutions for surgery providers. Trivalence. Trivalence offers a comprehensive next-generation ASC solution that optimizes payment and supply chain performance, enabling actionable data insights. MedServe, which is the only digital narcotic cabinet specifically designed and priced for surgery centers, helping standardize processes and compliance, eliminate paper logs, and prevent drug diversion. And Ambulatory Healthcare Strategies, the nation's leading regulatory and accreditation compliance resource for ambulatory surgery centers. For more information about our sponsors, visit our website at ascpodcast.com.
Welcome to episode 220 of the ASC Podcast with John Gailey for April 19th, 2024, recording live from ASCA 2024 Conference and Expo at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. This is Katie Pearson, guest co-host of the ASC Podcast with John Gailey and the new SIS Director of ASC Solutions. We would like to remind our listeners that the ASC regulatory environment is a rapidly evolving landscape, and the material presented in this episode is based on the most current information available as of the date of recording. As such, it is important to recognize that this information may be subject to change, and we advise all ASCs to stay up to date with the latest regulations and guidelines issued by their relevant regulatory bodies. And joining me today is John Gailey, the owner of Ambulatory Healthcare Strategies and one of the most respected experts in the ambulatory surgery industry. With over 30 years of experience, Mr. Gailey has authored over 10 books on the ASC industry and is a sought-after speaker on regulatory accreditation and finance issues. Hello.
Hello. And by the way, that was the fourth take that we had to do with Katie here. Of course, Katie has been a guest host in the past. I don't know why she doesn't remember those days, but Katie is newly moved from our organization to SIS. It was a planned move. So, and welcome to the podcast. You've been on with us before, and it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
And I noticed how you choked when you had to say all those wonderful things about me there.
That's
yes. So, Christina Benton, who has been with us many times, she has to leave very shortly, so I'm going to go to her quickly and have her speak for a few seconds.
Thank you, John. So I went to the session for regulatory with Karen Newberry today, and we received some reiteration on reimbursements, of course, but we also got a little bit of a feedback on what's going to be coming up. And one of the big emphasis for ASCA would be the migration of centers or services from the HOPD to the ASC. So they're going to focus on advocating not for several areas in regards to being able to show that migratory leap, but in focusing on the coinsurance and, or lack thereof of the cap of coinsurance from an ASC. As you know, the hospital outpatient departments have a cap on the beneficiary's coinsurance of about $1,632. And so they're going to focus strictly on trying to get that to happen through Congress for the ASCs without all the other pieces and parts of advocation on that migration aspect, which is a big, would be a big win, and that would show how we are getting those cases sent to us. So that was a good conversation today, and there is packed audience. So
Quite a number of the sessions have been packed. And to your point, there's been a couple podcasts where we've talked about how that cap is impacting us, because we've always talked about how our fees are 50% of what the HOPD fees are. But when it comes to the actual employer patient payment, this cap is what's causing a problem in certain procedures that are subject to it, you know, especially the expensive procedures that are subject to it. So thank you very much, Christina. So we have quite an audience here, and I'm going to ask, you can't see them raising their hands, but I'm going to ask for whoever is next. Yes.
Hi, I'm Raghu Reddy from Cumberland, Maryland. Thank you, John, and happy to be a part of this podcast. I'm thoroughly enjoying this conference with all the lectures that I've attended. It's been a tremendous amount of information that I'll take back to implement in our ASC. But I was at a talk today that is called Optimizing ASC Performance and the Key Success Factors to Financial Success. They really covered the whole managed care strategy and the payer strategy and what's affecting the ASC industry and what are the steps we need to take to be successful in this ever-changing world of managed care. And I think that was a very well put together presentation with a lot of information. In fact, it's so extensive that we ran out of time and in place. So I really think lectures like this really make a world of difference in ASC administrator's life or leadership's life. Another thing, I've met with a lot of vendors, some new products there. But another thing, I really enjoy talking to a lot of people who are opening de novo centers and how much they're taking back with them in terms of knowledge and experience from people who are here today. And I've heard testimonies that how much information they have that they would have not been able to do, which they're going to do differently now because they were able to pick up a best practice from an expert here at the conference. And I think that's a huge success.
And thank you, Raghu. You moderated one of the sessions I did this morning. You did a great job. Raghu and I served together on the Education Committee. And on behalf of the Education Committee, Christina and I, who just left, you know, appreciate all the hard work that the committee put into this and the hard work that is going into moderating all these sessions. Not an easy job that they have to do. And the fact that we must be doing something right, Raghu, because some of these sessions are just so overflowing. I mean, I haven't been to a single session yet that has had less than 30 or 40 people in it, which says a lot.
Hi, I'm Ruben Garcia out of Houston, Texas, also known as a life safety guy. And one of the sessions I attended today, it was a couple good ones, but one of them was by Joy, and it was promoting mental health and wellness for staff in your ASC. And I think that's a conversation that needs to be had more. We need to start normalizing conversations about mental health. Just the way we talk about, you know, trying to eat better and have physical fitness, we need to hone in on our mental fitness, right? Because I believe it does vary day to day, it could vary hour to hour, right? And so just got a lot out of that session. There was also like a meditation session towards the end, and not really, you know, good at meditating. So that was a good practice for me as well. But really found a lot of value out of this session, and I hope that we can normalize this topic moving forward.
That's a good point, is that we need to think. And it's not just about, you know, the clinical stuff and the financial stuff, but, you know, self-care also.
I just wanted to touch on that. I was also there, and I did get the, the idea that it's very taboo. People don't want to admit if they have issues, and they just kind of suck it up, as you say. And I think that, you know, in the medical field, they're more probably afraid to discuss some of their issues. And it's kind of sad, but it's also in the, you know, in law enforcement and what have you. So probably many of the jobs out there, they're afraid to say what's going on with them.
And make sure you say who you were.
Oh, Mary O'Day.
With Ambulatory Healthcare Strategies.
I'm Jeff Flynn, the Vice President of the New York State Association of Ambulatory Surgery Centers, which I could say is the greatest state organization because John Galey himself founded it 34 years ago. One of the things I talk is the impact of talking to different people. We see different states where we're heavily regulated in New York, and we see as other states have gone on and valued to further move forward. So we see where we can be in 5 years, 6 years, and just inspired going around talking to people of where they're doing. A number of the issues with cardiovascular, which we're trying to meet and attain in New York to get the approved CMS codes that we can do them in our centers, to see other states are able to do that, but also see how other states are collaborating along the lines. So ASC is great in the sense of that we're able to come together and see where each of us are.
Good point. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff's a dear friend of mine, and thank you for I think this is the first time, well, you've been on the State Association podcast, but not this.
Hi, this is Austin Chang, CEO of Gramercy Surgery Center in New York City. I think one of the good sessions that I attended was on anesthesia, actually. One of the good things that this conference does, I think, is not regurgitate the same issues, but also kind of, you know, puts forth issues that are more current and that we're all dealing with. So something that we are dealing with in New York, and I think some other surgery centers are as well, is the shortage of anesthesia providers and how that impacts, you know, the facility's ability to do their cases. So it was great to be able to listen to. So the presentation was put on by SCA Health and two great speakers, and we were able to compare notes and see what other folks are doing and how we can all get through the anesthesia issues.
And get some different ideas from other perspectives from other people.
Hi, I'm Ellen Winter from Long Island Ambulatory Surgery Center in Brentwood, New York. I attended the HR, How to Be a Pro at HR session, and it was really quite the eye-opener.
Yeah.
You know, all the things that you really need to do so you don't you know, have any kind of litigation.
Does anybody ever walk out of one of those presentations feeling good about what you're doing?
No. And I apologize, I don't remember who the speaker's name was, but she was absolutely fabulous, you know, really engaged the group. But it just really makes you think about your practice. And I took a lot of notes on not so much what she was saying, but what I have to check on in my center. I'm like, oh, I need to check on that person and find out, did I do that? Did I do this? Did I document that? And it was really quite an eye-opener. But one of the things I also want to say about the whole conference is that you get a lot of information. And sometimes you feel a little overwhelmed with the information, but if you, when you bring it back, they don't tell you big changes that you have to make and recreate your center. If you take each session and take a small part back, you know, piece by piece, you create that change that you need to make. And instead of getting overwhelmed, you just take it one piece at a time, one session at a time, and take that advice and enact it, and then take the next set and move that forward, and that's how you're going to create your change. And I think that's one of the messages that they send, is that you don't need to create a big change, but it's all these small pieces that add up. And
especially after you've attended a session like this. I mean, back when I was a lowly administrator just attending these things, I came back with pages and pages of notes, a couple pages of notes, okay, three or four notes. And but we felt like we had to do it all at once, right? And I think you're right, is that sometimes we have to remember that, you know, we got a whole year before the next conference comes. You know, let's take that time and do it right. Really good suggestion. I do want to take a short commercial break to thank all of our wonderful sponsors, starting with, obviously, Ambulatory Healthcare Strategies. You know, the half of the people, more than half the people in the room are from Ambulatory Healthcare Strategies. Trivalence, who is one of our newer sponsors, they're involved in the purchasing cycle. I have not been able to meet with them during this conference, unfortunately, due to timing. MedServe, who I was able to meet with, but they did not have time because they were so busy at their booth selling their newest product, which is a product for drug logging. So more to come on them. We'll talk about them again. And then, of course, our longest sponsor, SIS, who we are so proud. We are so proud of you, Katie, to be over there. I'm a little teary-eyed here. So proud to have you over there. So we're just going to, not really a commercial break, because you have so many great things to talk about, what's going on. And the question I put to you is, I'm sure somebody came to your booth while you were there, that probably telling you some type of horror story that technology can take care of. So hopefully I've introduced something good for you.
Thank you so much. And, you know, thank you so much for everything you've done for me as well professionally. It's such a big yet small world, the ASC industry, and it's great being able to network and have these relationships and be able to provide solutions to these facilities. And to your point, whether they're big, small, it really does make an impact. And of course, taking care of our patients at the end of the day. So I did have the opportunity to attend this conference now for the first time as an exhibitor. And I think one of the most fascinating things is how, again, everything is kind of intertwined in each other. So, you know, folks would come from other booths and then say how SIS will also assist them with what they need. So, you know, like there's the logging software, there's MedServe, there, you know, and well, how it all kind
isn't
of.
Isn't that fascinating that all of our sponsors are actually working together
now
to bring solutions together? And I'm just so happy that you know, we're kind of in the middle of all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's such an enthusiasm, excitement that we get to do that and help people. And so that's just really neat. So the latest thing actually is we have recently signed some pretty big contracts with management groups. And, you know, the biggest need there has been enterprise level management. You know, how do we get our data? How do we ensure that we're, you know, creating this standardized expectation of our centers? You know, because everyone thinks that when they sign on to a management group that they can do that, but also, you know, utilizing an EMR. So I will tell you that SIS now has a really great function of, you know, of managing everything from the enterprise level. So you can work on many centers at one time. And I think specifically from a CBO standpoint, right? So the billing has, and I wish Christina was here so we could talk more about that. But from a billing standpoint, more and more facilities struggle with having any resource to manage their billing. So now we do have this opportunity for them to work on multiple centers at one time mm-hmm. and get all of their billing done, you know, from any location, which is nice because, again, you know, having that lack of resources in that area has been such a struggle for folks.
And you bring up something interesting. I'm looking at Tony right now. Tony and I attended a session where we were talking about EMR implementation. And the speaker actually kind of told a story about how their implementation just hasn't gone well yet. And to the point where they, you know, they're implementing this process, but it's taken them longer and it's more expensive to do this implementation. And his point was, we're just not there yet. You know, we'll be there. We know we have to be there. But again, to kind of Ellen's point, they're taking it one step at a time. You know, I see this a lot, Katie, where people bite off more than they can chew. Absolutely. They just, you know, they say, okay, we're going to cut over to an EMR system on February 1st, and this is December 31st. And there's just not enough time to do it. You've got to take the time, you've got to test it and be ready for it. Tony, what did you, anything you have to talk about?
Yeah, well, just on that point, this center had been in place for 28 years. And, you know, I work with a lot of new centers, and I just don't think I would work with a new center that would consider, you know, anything but an EMR, you know, or EHR, as he referred to it, electronic health record. But so it was interesting in that perspective. But that is what they're used to, and they need to take their time, to your point, you know, spoken earlier about, you know, doing step by step. That particular presentation, I really appreciated. It was couched, that topic was couched in the presentation about after 10 years, that is the future of your ambulatory surgery center after 10 years. And I thought it was quite interesting. He emphasized, it was Michael Patterson, and he emphasized the strategic planning and kind of really a global strategic planning, not just the finance side, but, you know, all of the things you need to move your center forward into the future, working with the partnership, the ownership, closely, but also integrating the staff into that whole effort and, you know, to move forward. And one of the things that I got out of that is whether if you've been around 5 years or 25 years, start strategic planning now. You know, if you haven't done it, fine. A lot of the questions that came up at the end were really difficult items that they needed to deal with, that they probably needed to have some strategic planning on, you know, a few years before they came up on that. And I certainly had those things where you were just keeping you awake at night that you really weren't able to do anything about that you needed to be starting to think about, you know, years before. But anyway, I thought it was an excellent presentation. I really enjoyed it. It was the kind of presentation that made someone who used to be a CEO miss a certain aspects of the job. Yeah. So anyway, that was one I enjoyed.
Well, and what was also interesting about that, Tony, you and I, just before that, attended a session that was labeled strategic planning, which was about strategic planning, but it was kind of like an introduction to it. And when you put it, but nobody would have gone to the two of them like after each other if they hadn't, if I wish we had known, because they really kind of integrated well together. And an interesting lesson, and of course, that's a lesson for us on the edge. It's something on the education committee is to try to learn how we bring these sessions together, how, you know, we help create a ladder type effect there.
Hi, this is Lori. I was in my session and I met a wonderful gentleman who is also a life safety surveyor. So that was kind of nice. And he told me about this really good tool that helps you do your air pressures in your rooms. Looks like a golf putter. And it can get really long for us old people that cannot bend over. And it can bend this way and that. You put it up to the door and it gives you positive or negative. How sweet. Put it up to your vent. It'll tell you if it's sucking up like it's supposed to. So I'm going to let Ruben talk about it.
And we are going to purchase a number for our clients and ourselves. So
thank you. All right. Yeah. So the airflow checker here, I'll take a look at it. So yeah, the airflow checker was designed with ergonomics, in mind. It's basically like Lori said, so you don't have to bend down, right? So it doesn't replace the vein-o-meter. Everybody's familiar with the vein-o-meter. I would say if you want an accurate reading, continue using the vein-o-meter. But if you want to replace the tissue test and you want to go green, get you an airflow checker. It'll save you time. It's so effortless. You just put it up to the undercut of the door. And it's very similar to the ball on the wall concept, if you're familiar with that device. And the ball will go in or out. And so very simple device, ergonomically friendly. And so, yeah. Thanks, Lori, for the plug.
Well, you're welcome. It was so funny. He gives it to me, and I said, this is great. Oh, it's too bad you didn't invent it. And he goes, I did. And so we went up to different rooms here, and we knew which room was positive, went up to the men's room. It was negative. So way to go, Gaylord.
I will say, in looking at it, I wish our audience could see it. It looks like a weapon, so I think it could
be.
Putter, yeah. I think it actually seems to have multiple uses there, Ruben. So.
Yeah, the gap checker.
Right.
Has a fire door
it's the
gap.
Brother of the airflow checker.
Yeah, I sent it to my administrative assistant and told her to order both.
So I'm sure, Kim, you have something to say.
Well, I think mostly what I got out of this conference overall was just the networking and talking to actually each other and even you guys, because things you wouldn't even think about, like these little pearls that you learn each conversation, is wonderful. And then just to like focus more on what you guys were saying is all these vendors connect. I was at McKesson and they sent me to a software person who said, you already have this software because it's part of SIS. And I'm like, oh, great. I didn't even know he had it. So like all those little connections and just like a wealth of information, everybody that is here, the vendors, the presenters, and just the people attending the conference is probably my favorite thing about the conference.
So just a quick piggyback onto what she said is those of us who have been around for a while, I was able to speak to a few people who it was their first time, and they're new to ASCs and the questions that they had. So not being an expert in any field, but you could direct them and they were like just so grateful for the information. And to them, that was, huge.
Yeah.
So you not only got information, but it was nice to be able to share it to some of the newbies.
And I also met, this is Shane, I also met a gentleman from mainland China that was developing different products to be sold in the United States. That was
here. Vendor.
A vendor.
Yeah.
And he is, we spent some time talking about ASCs in China. So.
Yeah. And that would have been probably a very interesting conversation, especially with everything going on in China right now, too. So this is the last podcast that's going to be live from here. We're coming to the end. I'm holding all of these people up from the party that will be starting in about 22 minutes. Again, alcohol involved. Have you all, my audience out there, have you all figured out by now that alcohol is involved in all of the of these events? So just a quick question. First of all, does anybody else have another session? So what do you think of the conference overall? Has this been one of better experiences? I see a lot of nodding of the heads. And yes, go ahead, Laura.
Hi, Laura Plummer, AHS. I'm a support specialist. So really, for John to allow us to come, the support specialist, is really very generous. But I do learn, and this is my third year, and I have to say this is the best one that I got the most information out of, and the most sessions that I wanted to attend. They were very informative. So even as I'm emailing clients and they slip me a question about QAPI, I feel very confident in my ability to answer them and not say, well, let me have your regulatory specialist get back to you. So I did enjoy this one the most out of the last three.
information.
Is that a general consensus that this has been one of the best? It is mine. I've actually related that to ASCA, that I felt that it was one of the best that I've attended. Katie, you've about 4 years that you've been coming?
I would agree.
I've actually transferred. I saw Bill Prentice, he's the president, and I said the same thing to him, that, you know, they, and of course he came back and said, this is the education committee, and we appreciate, you know, that feedback. But it really is, it is about, you know, getting an engaging attendance. I've moderated, you know, 4 or 5 sessions here. I have never had a problem getting enough questions to finish up the time. And good questions, you know. And some of them were, you know, basic questions. It's one of the issues that we always face here. I want to tag on to something Laura said. You know, we often, you know, save our budgets for coming to these conferences for the bigwigs, right? You know, I'm looking at, you know, a lot of former administrators here. Actually, a lot of former administrators here are quality improvement nurses. And, you know, or current administrators. Sorry, Shane. And really, we often really think only of those higher-end people. And yet, as Laura said, there's a lot of value in bringing people out here that might be coming up the ranks or are doing some of that basic level stuff, like credentialing, you know, or billing or coding and things like that. And, you know, so one thing I would encourage all of our listeners to think about is, you know, maybe offering once a year, you know, a ticket to here, you know, maybe as an award for doing something or somebody that's a really promising individual. Don't just assume that the only people that should be coming to these events are you, you know. And by the way, the opportunity that you're going to have to shuttle them around and introduce them to people, they're going to meet people here that will help your organization also. So, you know, I reach out to ASCA. I thank them for, you know, this wonderful opportunity. I thank my staff, who has been fantastic in coming here. Shane, you are obviously one of our longest term patron members here, and I really appreciate it. And the president of the Virginia Association, and I really appreciate that. Shane and I will be working, I'm sure, together as we start to get more into cardiology. So we have a lot to talk about with that. And then we have a lot of other relationships that have been developed here. One thing that we haven't talked about today, because we talked about it a little bit later or earlier, is cardiology is up and coming. And that was a huge thing today. I mean, last year it seemed to be all about total joints. This year, a big theme in cardiology. So if you aren't, you know, if you have the money, if you have the need in your community, if you need cases and you have space in your, there's so many things that you have to think about. Definitely something to talk about. And I'm going to try to get somebody from cardiology again on. We had somebody back in October talking about it. And with that, I want to thank all of you for this wonderful participation here. I want to thank ASCA for letting us use some space. They didn't actually know that we were using that space. And of course, our loyal listeners who listen to us and put up with our quirkiness. And thank you, Sue, who's been editing all of this back in the studio here, because I know this is no easy job right now. And with that, we're signing off from ASCA 2024. So we just got finished recording the podcast for our final day here, and we were talking about Alex and the fact that I didn't have a chance to talk to him, but I ran into him in the hallway out there, and Alex, of course, is with MedServe, you know, one of our wonderful sponsors, our newest sponsor here. Alex, tell me about your participation in this conference here.
Oh, John, it was just amazing. It was so exciting to see how excited people were looking at our system and what it can do for them. It was great. The turnout was amazing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable for me to say this, but we booked 70 demos, 7-0. Yeah. And it was just fantastic. Meeting the other vendors, meeting all the centers, administrators, people, board members and members of ASCA. It's my first time.
Yeah.
It's really
this is a great conference. That's the theme. So one of the questions.
And a lot of collaboration.
Yeah.
We've had help from people from all over the country helping us think through, hey, what's the anesthesia module like? How can you improve workflows? How can you help different centers better? Because every center is unique.
Right.
So it was great. We talked to administrators. We talked to executive directors. It was just wonderful.
Well, and that's the thing that we just talked about in our the recording we did. I don't know where this is going to end up in the actual podcast. But one of the things we talked about is, you know, can you name an interaction that you had where you really felt like, you know, you have a solution that's going to fix a major problem in an organization? Probably every interaction.
I had about 100 of those.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you know, So I do want to encourage all of our listeners to, of course, use all of our sponsors' products. It's just wonderful. And one thing we're talking about, Alex, too, is Katie Pearson from SIS was there. And we're talking about how proud we are that all of our sponsors are basically working together to try to find a solution that kind of integrates and makes things work better. So I just want to thank you.
Yeah, and Katie and I spent some time talking about this, and I've talked with other folks on the SIS team before about integrations and how we can work together to make the workflows better and make the whole system better and safer.
Right. Well, thanks so much. We're heading to the party, right? You're going to be
That's
at the
right.
party. So
That's
we'll
right.
see you shortly.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thanks, you.
With the rapid changes occurring in the ASC industry, the exodus of experienced ASC administrators, nurse managers, and business office managers, there is an increasing demand for quality leadership education. That's where our industry-leading boot camps come in. In 2021, we introduced our administrator boot camp and the director of nursing boot camp, and in 2023, the business office manager boot camp. These boot camps have become the industry standard for ASC leadership training, and with over 225 graduates, lead the industry in mentored virtual training.
Live virtual training for the administrator boot camp occurs every January and July, and the director of nursing boot camp is October and May. Our new business office manager boot camp will continue in the spring of 2024. There are also on-demand versions of each boot camp for those who simply can't attend the live virtual programs.
All boot camps, including the on-demand boot camps, include access to resources, membership in the ASC Central Patron Program, copies of John's latest books, access to credentialing, conditions for coverage, and other recorded training programs, and of course our regular drop-in Zoom sessions where you can ask questions and interact with other patron and boot camp members.
Our programs also include AEU credits for those that are CASC certified. Our programs are comprehensive and taught by the nation's leading ASC experts and are designed for all levels of leadership, from experienced leaders who want to enhance their skills or pass the CASC exam, or those who are new to the industry and wish to learn how to run an ASC.
For more information about our live, virtual, and on-demand programs, visit ASC Central at asc-central.com. Or you can call us at 585-594-1167 or email us at info@ascpodcast.com for more information. This episode of the ASC Podcast with John Gailey is sponsored by Surgical Information Systems, providing cutting-edge information solutions for surgery providers. Trivalence, offering a comprehensive and next-generation ASC solution that optimizes payment and supply chain performance, enabling actionable data insights. MedServe, which offers the only digital narcotic cabinet specifically designed and priced for surgery centers, helping standardize processes and compliance, eliminate paper logs, and prevent drug diversion. And Ambulatory Healthcare Strategies, which is the nation's leading regulatory and accreditation compliance resource for ambulatory surgery centers. For information about any of our sponsors, please visit our website at ascpodcast.com. This podcast is an educational and operational tool and is not intended to be a comprehensive resource for all rules, regulations, and standards that an ambulatory surgery center must meet. The advice provided should not be considered as, nor does it constitute legal advice or opinion. When reviewing specific situations involving legal and regulatory issues, attorneys and other professionals should be consulted. This has been a production of Eden Group Development. All rights are reserved. If you're interested in advertising or sponsoring the ASC Podcast with John Gailey, please email us at info@ascpodcast.com. And we'd love to hear your questions and comments. Please email us at comments@ascpodcast.com.